War is no laughing matter, so the people who make a living by making others laugh are caught in a tricky situation in wartime. Comedian Jimmy Tingle has become known for his political humor, and he's writing new material about the war. He told me he thinks we have a sanitized picture of the war.
G.I. Joe dolls, happy little dolls going off into battle. Why don't they ever show the reality of these dolls, you know? I mean, there's nobody walking around Saudi Arabia with big smiles on their faces going into battle. Show the reality. If they showed a G.I. Joe in a wheelchair, nobody would buy it. And if they showed a G.I. Joe doll, or if they showed the destruction that a B-52 bomb does in Iraq or any place else in the world, people wouldn't buy it, in my opinion.
Now, what are some of the things that you're up against as a comic trying to deal with the war in your material, but not knowing who's in the audience when when you get up on stage?
Right. Well, you know, you try to be as fair as possible. I mean, first of all, I qualify everything by saying, you know, look, I support the troops and I support their families, of course. I mean, it could be anybody over there. And, you know, we're trying to prevent the loss of life on all sides, you know, Iraqi, American, Egyptian, Israeli, whatever. And so I just, you know, that's basically where I'm coming from. And a lot of people are very confused about it. And there's no black and white issues, I don't think, here. So I'm trying to learn about it as I go along also. It's a learning experience to me.
Now, you performed over the weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where were you?
I was in Pensacola, Florida, the University of West Florida. And I was at Roanoke, Virginia.
Try out anything new?
I think so. I don't know. This is all new. I haven't been on stage that much since the war started. I've only worked about 4 or 5 times. So I did a couple of shows here in New York that where the war was the theme. So that material, you know, they understood why they were there, and they understood where I was coming from with the material. Whereas in Florida and Virginia, they're just students at a comedy show, and they've been in class all day. And that, you know, you start to get to the war, it's like, oh, no, not another lecture.
Oh, so you felt that there was resistance to dealing with it.
Well, you know, they just, they're listening. They're listening, yeah. I think a lot of people in general are just, they turn on the television and they're bombarded with it, you know, excuse the pun, but they're, you know, it's shoved down their throats. I mean, it's on the news for the last 6 months, every day. And so they go to a comedy show and they're trying to get away from that. But I think that they appreciate at least addressing the issues on stage and trying to show the ironies involved.
So what's been going over really well with your audiences?
Well, concerning the war, not a great deal, actually. Not a great deal. If I was up there going, and nuke Iraq and bomb Hussein, there would probably be a lot of people cheering in the audience. That's not what I do. I've approached it from a totally different angle. I was in Scotland when this started. I was working at the Edinburgh Arts Festival in Scotland, and I was going through the papers there, you know, and before I got there, I was hoping for some things to, going through the papers, trying to find some subjects we'd all have in common. I never expected a war, you see. I was looking for something a little lighter, you know, maybe a scandal, you know. And over there, there was a lot of mixed emotions, you know. There's a lot of mixed emotions everywhere you go. I don't want to be forced to joke about, you know, people getting killed and people's relatives over there. And that's not what I want to do.
Have you been watching a lot of TV?
yes and no. I try to, and then I just get so, you know, I get taken back by it. I just don't feel like watching it. So I watched a few things on CNN, and I was thinking, you know, I was looking at the films of Iraqi people demonstrating. They had big pictures of Saddam Hussein and sort of billboard pictures of him everywhere you went. And I was saying, wow, well, what do we worship in this country? I mean, what do our billboards say? You know, the Marlboro Man, Spuds McKenzie, play the lottery, drive a big car. And eventually, you'll have sex, smoke, drink, drive, gamble, and eventually, you'll find love. Well, I always felt sorry for this guy who actually believed in the billboard gods. You know, some 65-year-old compulsive gambling alcoholic with emphysema walking around a nursing home with lung cancer and a walker going, where are the girls? Where are the girls? I followed all the directions. Where are the girls? So what are we worshiping?
What was the first gig that you had after the war started?
The first gig after the war started was I did a thing for Comic Strip Live. I did it up in Boston. And it was the night that Tel Aviv got bombed, and it was like a horrible night. And it's just a weird, I don't feel like doing comedy. You know, it's like this. I don't feel like talking about anything except the war, but I don't feel like even doing that, if you know what I mean. But
that's
my job. It's my job, and that's what I have to address. And you have to make people laugh, and, you know, it's got to be funny. But I'm very much torn, but I just don't want to be misinterpreted.
Is this the first time that you've really had to sit down and ask yourself what your job as a comic should be in time of a national trauma? I mean, war is always traumatic.
Yes, it is. It's my first war also. In Vietnam, I was like 12, and I was yelling at people, why don't you get a job instead of protest? You know, I don't know. And the protesters, they say, and, you know, protesters are hurting the war effort. I don't know. I mean, dissent is a part of democracy. And, you know, I heard one guy say, Robert Novak, I think it was, that these guys, these people protesting are professional marchers. And when I took that term, professional marchers, I started to think, you know, I think people who never ask questions, who never get involved, who never look beyond the headlines, I think those people are the real professional marchers.
Jimmy, I'm going to change the subject on you for a minute.
Alrighty.
Before we started the interview, you told me that you were going to be doing a one-man show in the near future, and I thought, oh no, Jimmy Tingle isn't going to be doing like, Jimmy Tingle does Truman. I mean, you're not going to be doing like a great president or a great poet in this one-man show, are you?
No. Good, I'm doing myself. I'm doing The Education of an American Comic, and it's basically, a lot of it's how I got started. You know, there he goes with that you know again. A lot of it will be just how I started and the experience that shaped my life and how I see the world and where we're going from here. And, you know, just basically I'm trying to figure it out as I go along, Terry. I'm not an expert. I don't pretend to be an expert. I'm not a military analyst. I'm a comic. I comment on what's going on in the world. I read the papers. I try to keep up. Sometimes I don't know what to believe. And so that's what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to get at the truth somehow.
What are you most confused about right now where you don't know what to say about it because you don't even know what you think of it?
I don't know what to believe. I don't know how much of it is slanted. I don't know how much of it is truth and how much of it is propaganda. People are very upset about the reporters. Peter Arnett, is that his name, right?
Yeah, from
Peter
CNN.
Arnett and
yeah.
CNN saying he's a tool of the Iraqi propagandists. Well, you know, people don't get upset about hearing the propaganda on this side of the world. You know, I don't know what to believe, actually.
I guess one thing that's difficult for a political comic that a lot of other comics don't have to face is that your material gets out of date. And
yes.
You have to really keep up in a way that if you're just talking about relationships, you don't have to keep up that way.
Right. Right. Unless you go through a lot of relationships.
Well, it's a good point. Jimmy Tingle, thanks a lot for talking with us.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Jimmy Tingle has a comedy special that will premiere on HBO on April 6th. This is Fresh Air.